Week 2, Day 5, Listening Prayer.
This week you have reflected on Romans 5, 1 through 5. You have had opportunities to imagine what it would have been like to throw open the doors and meet God, to experience wide open spaces, deal with troubles that you face, come before God expectantly, and recount the many blessings God has bestowed on us as Christ followers. You have considered what post you would put on Facebook, what images represent this part of the story. You have spent time in God's Word with different practices. Today, we invite you to take time to listen to God's voice in a practice called listening prayer. Enter expectantly. Listening prayer focuses on a question you have. Think about what is happening in your life right now. What do you want insights from God about? Are you willing to open the door to God's plan for your life? Do you need to experience wide open spaces of God's love and grace? Do you need to ask God to give you strength and patience as you deal with troubles? Are you asking God for direction, filled with anticipation and expectations? Or are you taking time to thank God for the many blessings you are experiencing? Whatever is weighing on you, write your question in your journal. I invite you to enter into listening prayer. We begin by acknowledging God's presence with us and inviting God's presence to be known by us. In silence, contemplate the question you wrote in your journal. Ask God to speak to you through it. Listen for God's voice and come expectantly. God wants to communicate with us. Please write or draw what you see, hear, or experience during this time of listening. As you listened for God's voice, what did you experience? What were you drawn to? Images? Words? Scripture? A story? A person's name? What did you notice? Record your response in your journal. Do you struggle with what you heard? Are you encouraged or challenged? Was it difficult to determine if it was God's voice or your own conscience? Write down your reaction. Be encouraged. Listening takes practice. It is okay if you experience silence or more questions than answers. Consider doing the practice again. As you live into the voice of our Lord, ask God to make what you heard clear. If you are challenged to take next steps, we invite you to begin. If God gave you a word, live with it. Listen for how it may be played out in your life. Continue to listen throughout your week. Take some time to thank God for speaking to you.